POTAG has called off its prolonged strike. The members have been on strike since May 15, 2014, over the non-payment of their book and research allowances since 2013. In an interview with Radio Ghana, counsel for POTAG said the association is satisfied with the decision taken by government to pay the book allowances. Ghana has achieved MDG 1 as poverty levels declined by 7.7. This is according to the Ghana Living Standards Survey 6, released in Accra by the Ghana Statistical Service. The head of industrial statistics at the GSS, Anthony Kraka, said the figures indicate that poverty rate now stands at 24.2%, whilst extreme poverty rate stands at 8.4%. Director at the Noguchi Memorial Institute for Medical Research, Dr. Kwejokuram, says the institute is a WHO-certified organization that will in no way falsify medical research results. He made a statement in response to questions raised by people about the accuracy of the results given by the institute on people whose blood had been sent there to be tested for Ebola. And Israelis and Palestinians have agreed on an indefinite ceasefire after weeks of fighting. The truce, which ends 7 weeks of fighting, has left more than 2,200 people, mostly Palestinians, dead, and was brokered by Egypt.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news now in detail. The Polytechnic Teachers Association of Ghana, POTAG, has called off its three-month-old strike. The decision follows government's assurance to pay POTAG its 2013-2014 book and research allowance next month. Members of POTAG have been on strike since May 15 this year over the non-payment of their book and research allowances since 2013. Speaking on Behind the News, counsel for POTAG, Justin Paura Teriwaja, said POTAG is satisfied with the decision taken by government.
I mean, the government has agreed that they will pay for the 2013-2014 the academic year, and that government, through the government, will liaise with Fair Wages and Salaries Commission to constitute a team to negotiate with POTAG on the National Research Fund vis-a-vis the book and research allowance. So now, yes, one chapter is closed. We are opening a new chapter. I mean, the 2013-2014 book and research allowance will be paid, but then the 2014-2015 and beyond, we will sit down and then review the conditions of service and look at it, taking into account the National Research Fund. But POTAG's position all along has been that, yes, the National Research Fund need not to place payment to the book and research allowance. But these are issues we are yet to engage government with. I mean, sit down and talk with government over these issues.
Does it mean that they will have a meeting with government to discuss how to access both the book and research allowance and then the National Research Fund?
POTAG believes that, yes, I mean, the two are not mutually exclusive. The two can both exist side by side, so that people who need to do research can send their research proposals to the National Research Fund for approval and for funding. But the book and research allowance is more of, in POTAG's view, it's more of a tool that POTAG members need to be able to be effective, because you need to get books. I mean, some of them you just have to buy them to read and prepare to be effective in shaping minds for national development.
And Justin, can you tell us the new arrangement by government to get the book and research allowance paid? How is it going to be done?
Oh, yes. Government has assured us that this month has almost ended, of course. So September, October, thereabout, I mean, we should expect the payment of our book and research allowance. So, and we've signed a memorandum of understanding to that effect. And I believe government will not back up on this memorandum. I don't believe they will do that. Because the Minister for Labour was there, Minister for Education, and Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. I mean, they were all there.